Hearing is change of zone number 2326, Sun Leisure Point Resort LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition N of the conditions of approval in ordinance number 2766, which is conditional use number 2201, relating to the sale of campsites within a campground or RV park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.0 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Dogwood Lane, approximately 305 feet south of Rady K Lane, approximately 0.29 mile northeast of Long Neck Road, which is Route 23. The 911 address is 25491 Dogwood Lane, Millsborough, and the tax parcels are District 234, Map 24, Parcel 38, and it's a portion of, and it's formerly known as Tax Parcel 234, 24, Parcels 39.02, and Parcels 39.06. Yeah. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's plans, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department and Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of Ordinance Number 2766. We have a copy of a deed for the property dated September of 2019. I would note that we've received zero comments, but we have received 8 mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good evening. Thank you. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This evening I am representing Sun Leisure Point Resort LLC, which is the owner and operator of Leisure Point Resort Community, which you just saw on the tax map that was on the screen a moment ago. And I think most of you recognize that that's a combination manufactured home community, RV park, and marina situated just off of Long Neck Road in the greater Long Neck area. With me here tonight, sitting towards the back, my left, your right, is Brian Mingerig, the Regional Vice President of Sales and Operations at Sun Communities, and with him is Amy Eskridge, the General Manager for the Leisure Point Resort. Ironically, no project books were filed by me tonight in support of this application, because this is such a discrete issue that we're here on tonight, and I know you're all hoping and anticipating that my presentation will be correspondingly brief, and I hope it is. But tonight's application is for the limited purpose of modifying condition N as adopted by County Council through Ordinance Number 2766, which was the approval of conditional use 2201. Very briefly, the property is outlined in yellow on the tax map that you can see around the screen. And the property that is the subject of this evening's application is presently part of the tax parcel number that Mr. Whitehouse read into the record, which is 234-24-38. And the area of the property that we're talking about is 8 acres. That is right here, which would be near the entrance of the community off of Rady K Lane, which comes off of Long Neck Road. The original, when this application was filed, there was actually 2 4-acre tax parcels that comprise what you see where the cursor is located. And those 2 4-acre parcels were the subject of conditional use 2201. And in January of 2021, the Planning Commission conducted a public hearing for conditional use to allow 58 campsites as an extension of the existing campground that existed as part of Leisure Point Resort. As is my typical practice during that public hearing, I did present proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. And as part of those conditions of approval, the proposed condition number 15 was that there shall be no sale of campsites. In February of 2021, the Planning Commission issued its recommendation of approval with conditions A through R, and condition N modified what was proposed by the applicant and added to it language at the end. So instead of just saying there shall be no sales of campsites, condition N says there shall be no sales of campsites or camping units, including park models, RVs, travel trailers, or cabins. In March of 2021, the application then moved forward to County Council, as is a typical process for conditional use. And during that public hearing, I asked County Council to revise Condition N to return it so that it would just say that there shall be no sales of campsites. And during that meeting, I indicated that the reason that I was requesting that, and I'll read directly from the approved minutes from March 2nd, 2021. It says that Mr. Hutt stated that Sun Leisure does sell RVs. These RVs are on a campsite and there is no separate showroom area. This request is made so that the expansion site of this, the 8 acres that we were there on, will be consistent with the existing site. There was no objection from County Council to that proposed revision to the conditions. However, there were certainly opposition to the overall application and the approval of the expansion of the campground, but not to that condition. And County Council did not have an issue with it at that time, but they did defer making their decision. Unfortunately, when County Council placed the item back on the agenda for consideration and voted on it, the requested amendment was forgotten. And I say it was forgotten because County Council's typical practice when there are proposed amendments, whether those amendments come from a council member, staff, the applicant, or opposition, is that when they discuss how they're going to vote on it, typically they bring up, well, there was a proposal to amend this condition or that condition. And if you go back and listen to that meeting, County Council in March of 2021, the short title was read into the record. A motion was made to approve it based upon the Planning Commission's recommendation, and that motion and ordinance was immediately adopted without any reference to the proposed amendment to the condition. And so tonight's request, and I know that makes me a little bit of a broken record, but tonight's request is the same as that request has been, which is that condition N reads so that there shall be no sale of campsites. And this request is made for a couple of reasons. First, that is that line or that language be consistent with Chapter 115-172, which, as the Commission knows, are there special requirements that exist for certain types of conditional uses. And one of the conditional uses that has special requirements is a campground. And so subsection H and subsection 4 talks a little bit about the campsites within a campground. And the very last sentence of that section states, no site shall be offered for sale or sold. And so the condition that was proposed by the applicant is consistent with that. It's also consistent, as was indicated in my comments to County Council when it was at that public hearing, with the practice in the existing community. The existing Leisure Point Resort, the part that you can see here that is developed, was developed in the 1960s and through today, originally by the Harris family and then subsequently by Sun Communities. And it consists of 211 manufactured home sites, 317 RV sites, along with 305 boat slips in its marina. And for RVs in the existing area of Leisure Point, the community acts as the broker for those sales. And that has continued from the 1960s all the way through current times. And in a typical year, there are approximately 15 to 20 of those sales that are brokered through the community. One thing I did want to note for the Planning Commission is that these are sales of RVs that are on individual sites within Leisure Point Resort. This is important, I think, to the Commission and to the public because it means that there's not a separate showroom, there's not a display area on site. They're not trying to turn into an RV dealership where people from all over come just to examine RVs and see if they want to get into the travel trailer way of life. And so that was part of this that I think that is important, again, that consistency with the balance of the community. Even when Mr. Whitehouse and his staff try to enforce the conditions on the conditional use to know they can't sell an RV that happens to be located in the new section, but they could be involved in a sale for the RV in the existing section. And to that point, in June of 2021, this commission reviewed the site plan for conditional use 2201. And it has since that time received all agency approvals, was signed off by the Planning and Zoning Office in September of 2021, and has since then been recorded. But if you recall when that application, you would know that The only thing that there is room for on that site, or on that site plan, was the 58 RV sites and the various amenities and buffers. There is not even an area where you could have a display area or showroom area type area for the sale of RVs. One surprising turn of events this week, I'll classify it as, was a submission by the county engineering department related to this application. And I think that the engineering department may have misunderstood the application. At the top of the second page, the title of it, it states that that is addressing the Leisure Point condition and removal request. And as you've heard, this is not a request to remove condition and, it's to remove a portion of condition and. And the engineering department appears to be focused on a concern that they don't have a means of billing individual campsites for sewer. And there is no intention of ever selling a campsite at this location. It's the sale of the RVs, travel trailers, park model RVs, not individual campsites. Ironically, the language that the Sussex County Engineering Department suggested is the exact same as would be found in the code and was suggested by the applicant, except that it adds the words "and cabins" at the end. And this is not me trying to be the annoying lawyer who says define cabin, but there isn't a definition of cabin. And so I would note that there is, that's not a defined term. Either something is a licensed or registered motor vehicle, rather, or something else. And so I don't know what a cabin would be, but so there's not confusion, we would ask that word not be included. The actual site plan doesn't show any cabins. It shows 58 RV sites. The other item that was mentioned in the submission from the Sussex County Engineering Department, there's a discussion about disconnecting sewer attachments from RVs and then clipping the sewer connections closed during storm events for RVs that are not hard piped into the county's sewer system. Candidly, I don't know if that falls within the purview of what this was publicly advertised for this evening. Certainly at an initial glance, it seems like something that's a good idea, that there not be stormwater mixing with wastewater, and assuming that it is properly considered this evening, my client would just want to understand better what that requirement is. The timing is ideal. As I mentioned a moment ago, the final site plan was just finalized with all agency approvals and recorded. And so they're about to move into construction. So if there was some construction detail, my client's happy to work that out with the engineering department if it can fully understand what that concern is.
I think, because I had the same question, Mr. Hutton, the commission, between the application, what was being requested versus what the county engineering department was responding to. Because, you know, I even read county engineering's response to then generate what my understanding of the application was, and it's not the case. You're not selling units. I think what they were concerned about on the clip aspect of it was that if individual campsites were sold, you know, if there's, I don't know how many there are total, if there's 200 campsites, they would have to be dealing with 200 different owners to coordinate that versus one campground owner, I guess. But I tend to think, based on what you've stated, that they would, because it's by code, that there would be no sale of campsites, that concern completely goes away. You know, I mean, really, it strikes me that the county engineering, the objection goes away.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, there's an operational issue, which is separate, but right. Their objection goes away. Yeah.
So that is my presentation. That concludes my presentation. Certainly myself and the folks here with me are happy to answer any questions that the commission, council, or staff may have.
All right, well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Nope.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
Just one. So in the event that you do need to make sure that the stormwater doesn't go into the sewer, what does that clip look like? Is it like a hair clip or a black clip?
I'm gonna ask Mr. if he could. My client explained this to me yesterday, so we'll see how well I listen.
It looks like it's like a hard connection versus...
Actually, if you can go to the next picture.
Keep going.
No, it's not. Go back one, Mr. Whitehouse, please.
That's the example of concern.
Right here, if this connection to this RV wasn't here to allow the wastewater to go into the sewer cleanout, this lid here would go over, and it's hard to see, but there is a place here for that. There's a clip, and you could clip a fastener, and you could put those together. So that's. Yeah. And did I get that right? I did.
Perfect.
Need some help.
Learn something new every day.
I can be trained.
I was picturing like some big like rubber band that you would pinch it off with, or no, I'm just kidding. I just thought you'd have like a valve in the ground to turn it off. But that looks like that might work.
And my client said one alternative to that I'm an expert now, but would be to have a PVC pipe. With like a threaded top that you would just screw down onto. Yes, a cleaner. That's a better term.
No more questions, thanks.
I don't have any, thank you.
Staff?
Nope.
Counselor? Apparently not.
He's
somewhere else. Okay. All right.
Oh, I thought that was part of the staff when he looked at me.
No, 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 I would never do that. Always counselor, always goes last unless I forget. Unless I forget someone, which is entirely possible. And it's happened already once tonight. So.
We're all having these moments tonight.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2326 Sun Leisure Point Resort LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2326? Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2326 Sun Leisure Point Resort LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have James on the line. James, please state your name and address before making your comment.
James Russell, 26013 Dogwood Lane.
All right.
In the opposition of this amendment, I live directly in back of where the campsite is going. We already had discussions back and forth, there was, less than 200 feet, my trailer was less than 200 feet from the property of the first trailer that I was going to go in. What? And the way that now we're talking about wastewater going in, now I got well water, where that wastewater going to go into? Neighbor, but every time something happens, they want to come up with an amendment every time. I'm sure we're going to have at least 10 more amendments to this property before it gets through. They're going to take a trick vacant lot there that is overgrown at this point. They've been using it for a stone run. They have never cleaned it up. The mosquitoes over the summer were ridiculous from no cleanup. I just want to get the problem stopped before it gets any more bigger.
All right, sir. The two issues that I can...
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I'm very opposition of it, and that they could come up with something to prove that they were only going to have the 56 or 50 approved site, no office building that I'm reading into, or selling a camp site with something else. Now, you know, you're working on a property of 8 acres that's going to sell a campsite. Now, you're going to sell RVs that are in a campsite. That's something different. Now, they're talking about campsite modulars and part of the 56 strong approved trailer. A lot of this stuff has not been discussed.
All right, sir. We appreciate your comments, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate his loudness. I could hear him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Operators, anyone else standing by?
We have Joseph on the line. Joseph, please state your name and address before making your comment.
My name is Joseph Fiona. I'm 32861 Longneck Road. I am adjacent property to the 8 acres of land that is going to be developed. I'm in concern of supposedly the runoff of sewer. I'm just curious on if that's a manual valve or if it's an electronic valve, in case there was an emergency. Can anybody answer that question for me?
I'll see. Mr. Hutt, has anyone on your team answered the question as to what kind of valve?
Well, no, he did actually. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm glad that this guy asked the question, because that is exactly why you wouldn't do what I was thinking and install a valve. Because if you installed a valve in that sewer line, then somebody hooked their hose into it or inserted mm-hmm. the hose from their trailer or whatever into it, and the valve was turned off, then you would have a spill. That explains why there's basically a lid with probably an O-ring gasket or something in it, and you push that over and hold it, and then that explains why you would do that, so you won't have the spills.
You can trust our Sussex County Engineering Department that it is going to be what it needs to be.
It's public sewer, sir, and the county certainly would regulate how that was done, so I think Mr. Hopkins has kind of explained the process to you. Is there anything else we can help you with?
Well, I'm also curious on the people unhooking from their RVs from the public line or the campsite line. What is their spill protocol for that?
It's not really part of that.
Again, is that a topic?
Actually, sir, that's kind of beyond the scope of our meeting this evening. Not that it's not a good question. It's certainly a good question, but it's not one that is a land use question, so I'm really not afraid we can't help you.
Is that Mr. Whitehouse speaking?
No, that's Mr. Wheatley speaking.
Okay. Well, my concern with runoff is like when people are hooking and unhooking their camp trailers.
Yes.
By chance they have a spill or they have a bigger spill than what should be happening, and that is possible. So like you said, Dean, you know, he has a well, I have a well, you know, it does go into the ground. You know, that is concerned.
It's already been
approved. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we understand your concern, and we will certainly take that under advisement.
Okay. And
as
for runoff water, I know they back up to my property.
Sir, we're going to ask you to to speak to what's relevant to this application, because the lots, the campground has already been approved. This has to do with just amending a condition of approval regarding sales of RVs. Yeah. So we're going to ask you to be specific to that or wrap it up. Thanks.
Well, I mean, I will talk specific about the they brought up the I'm bringing up valid points of what's happening on the campsite.
You're bringing up valid points for another day, okay? Today, we're here to talk about what this, what the subject of this application, which is the amendment of this one condition. It's not an opportunity to rehash the whole development, sir. So I appreciate your concern, and if you have anything else that is specific to this application, we'd be happy to hear it. All right, sir, thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. Operator, is there anybody else standing by?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
All right, thank you. Well, that was interesting. Commissioners, is there any other questions, further questions here?
Nope.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.